Natural Nurse. And you can always get in touch with us, as so many of you do, at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. We love to get feedback from our listeners, and many of our listeners also participate with us on ground and online in many classes that we teach. For instance, if you are a healthcare professional, such as a nurse, midwife, acupuncturist, massage therapist, nutritionist, you can get CE credits by taking our online classes. So get in touch and we will explain exactly how you can do that. If you're not a health professional, but you would like to get a certificate in natural medicine, you can also get a certificate by taking our online classes. So either way, professional or person learning for themselves or their family, either way, these classes can give you a lot of knowledge as well as certification or CE credits. Also, we have many on-ground workshops. For instance, many of our listeners chose to join us in our Chinatown Echo Tours for Cures, where we go into Chinatown and learn about tongue and pulse diagnosis, Chinese herbs, and so much more. And we have those twice a year. Just go to naturalnurse.com under calendar. I think it's calendar or events. Either one of those has the listings, and you'll see the next date that's coming up. Another thing is the Naval Expo. The Naval Expo is a wonderful event that I present at twice a year. I believe this might be our 10th year. So it would be many, many years that we had this event, and it is twice a year. In fact, it's twice a year in Manhattan on ground and twice a year in Long Island at the Huntington Hilton. And today we are going to be having a guest on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z, who will also be presenting at Naval Expo. So look up Naval, that's NAVELEXPO, NavalExpo.com, because you can request free tickets as well as a free in-depth magazine and schedule so that you can attend the Naval Expo in person. And today we are going to interview Brenda Cobb. She is the founder of the Living Foods Institute in Atlanta, Georgia. Brenda was diagnosed with breast and cervical cancer and refused surgery and chemotherapy, but she did look into natural therapies that could be useful, and she tried those instead. She set out on a journey to explore a natural way of healing, and she chose raw food and living foods and detoxification. She began her healing journey in February of 1999, and by September, she was diagnosed as disease-free. And one of her own medical doctors wrote the foreword to her first book, praising her for the healing protocol that she developed to help herself and now shares extensively with others. And Brenda found that what began as the biggest challenge in her life turned into a wonderful gift to humanity. Brenda's institute is called livingfoodsinstitute.com, and that's a good website to visit. We'll actually be visiting it during our discussion today, right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. So thank you so much for joining us today, Brenda.
Thank you, Ellen. I'm happy to be with you.
Now, I want to go back in time because I think that you have a phenomenal personal story, and let's share that more in depth in terms of what led you to look into your living foods that actually led to the development of the Living Foods Institute.
I was diagnosed, as you mentioned, in 1999. I was diagnosed with breast and cervical cancer. Doctors wanted me to immediately do a hysterectomy and a mastectomy and to do chemo and radiation. And I did refuse those treatments. And my reason was that my mother and aunts on both of my mother and my father's side had had breast, cervical, uterine, or ovarian cancer. And when their doctors suggested that they get surgery and chemo and radiation. They followed their doctor's wishes, and back then, really, it was more like doctor's orders because it wasn't even presented that there were options at all. And I saw what happened to those favorite people in my life and how they either got worse or lost their lives, not because of the disease itself, but because of the very toxic treatments. So I knew that was not the route that I wanted to go. Now, as you can imagine, my doctor was not happy with me in the beginning about that decision. And in fact, he said some pretty bold things to me, one being that if I did not go ahead and do what he was telling me to do, that I would be dead in 6 months to a year. So I said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If I'm not dead in 6 months, I'll come back to see you, and we'll see how I'm doing then, because I know that I'm not going to go the route that you are recommending. So I began my search then in what could I do to support my body to heal in a natural way. And through my research, I found all kinds of information about using organic, raw, and living foods, about cleansing and detoxifying my body, about working on healing my emotional self and the emotional stuff that I had stored over many, many years. And I just knew that that was for me. It resonated with me completely. And that was the approach that I decided to take. I didn't have any idea what I was doing, so I was kind of stumbling along, figuring it out. But as I did figure it out, I also noticed that my body was making dramatic strides in healing. As an example, I was having heavy, heavy bleeding with the cervical cancer, and within less than 2 weeks, all of that bleeding had completely stopped. The tumor that was in my breast that was shrinking, I mean, down to where I could not even really detect it just by feeling. So I knew things were happening. So in 6 months, I noticed other things, like weight just melted off of my body, and it needed to because I was overweight. I also noticed that I was not feeling depressed any longer. My skin even cleared up. So I had had all kinds of issues with psoriasis, eczema, rashes, acne, and that was a big bonus because my skin became better than it had ever been. I had been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was in my mid-20s, and the doctors had told me then that there was nothing that could be basically done other than I would be on medications for that for the rest of my life. And they did not paint a pretty picture, telling me that rheumatoid arthritis could be crippling and so forth. Well, much to my surprise and delight, all of these rheumatoid arthritis symptoms went away. Allergies stopped. I had always had allergies, especially every season when the pollen fell, because I live in the South and was born and raised in the South. And I noticed during allergy season, I didn't have any more allergies. I didn't have any more headaches. I didn't have any more sinus problems. Everything seemed to just completely reverse itself and heal from the inside out. So in 6 months, I kept my promise. I was still alive and feeling better than ever. I went back to my doctor. And when he ran all the tests and found that I was completely disease-free, he was quite amazed. And as you mentioned, he even wrote the foreword to my first book, The Living Foods Lifestyle, because I asked him to. I said, not really was I looking for a foreword. I just said, would you give me a paragraph that I can put in the book that tells about the journey and what you wanted me to do, what I did instead, and now how it has worked out. Well, he ended up writing 3.5 pages, and so I decided to make it the foreword to the book because his eyes were completely opened about natural healing. He started sending his clients to my center because during my process of healing, I was divinely inspired to tell other people about these things. Even though I didn't know a lot about what I was doing, I welcomed others to come and join me on the journey and see what it would do for them. So I founded my institute, the Living Foods Institute. And so he started sending his patients to the institute so that they could study along with me what I was doing. And the stories just began to abound from everywhere of these great healings. People began talking about it and telling others, and people began coming from other states and other countries, and it really spread in a very dramatic way. And then that leads me up to today, which is 17 years later, completely disease-free, feeling younger and better and looking younger and better than I ever have. And I really have come to the realization over all of these years that a diagnosis, or what seems like is a horrible thing to happen to a person, can really be turned into something that is a wonderful gift. It became a gift for me on my own journey, and now a gift to help other people too.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And, you know, I was very good friends with Ann Wigmore, and I'm sure you came across her work on your journey.
Absolutely, I did. In fact, I read a book that a woman had written. Her name was Edie May, and she wrote a book called How I Conquered Cancer Naturally. And I found that little book in the health food store the day I left the doctor's office, because when I got in my car, I didn't know what to do. So I just closed my eyes and meditated and said a little prayer, you know, asking for divine guidance. And the message was, go to the health food store. So when I did and walked in the store, I asked the person that was greeting everybody at the entrance if she knew of any book about anybody that had ever healed cancer using natural methods. And she took me to this book, How I Conquered Cancer Naturally. When I touched that book, Ellen, I got cold chills all over my body. I knew that that was the book I needed to take home and read. And when I read Edie May's story of how she had had breast cancer, and she had done surgery and chemo and radiation, and the cancer had returned, and she had continued to do more chemo and more radiation and more surgeries, and it had returned again a third time, and the doctors had said, there's really nothing else we can do. You have maybe 3 months to live. She talked about how she discovered Ann Wigmore when Ann Wigmore was in Boston, and that she went there and learned about using wheatgrass juice and Ann Wigmore's recipe for energy soup and veggie kraut and Rejuvelac. And I didn't really understand any of it, but I knew that that was the way that I should go, so I began to use those same types of things, because Dr. Ann had passed several years before I was diagnosed, so I never got the opportunity to personally meet her, but she definitely did influence me. And still today, in my center, I teach people her original recipes. We learn Rejuvelac, we learn veggie kraut, we learn energy soup, we learn about wheatgrass, how to cleanse and detox the colon with colonics and personal enemas, how to do wheatgrass implants. So a lot of what I continue to teach today comes from the original teachings of Dr. Ann. So I really feel like I owe so much to her, and I talk about her quite a bit in my book, The Living Foods Lifestyle, too, recognizing the enormous amount of work and how she pioneered a lot of information about raw and living foods.
She really did, and what a wonderful, wonderful person. She was a great friend of mine and quite a character. So it's great that, you know, you actually have very much a living memorial to the great work that she did, and several of my other teachers, such as Bernard Jensen, who did so much in terms of getting information out there on health and healing through detoxification. So it's great to give people these skills.
You know, now, I really appreciate that, because I have really felt so close to Dr. Ann, even though I never actually got to meet her, because during my years various people would show up at my center, and they would come in bringing me gifts of things that had belonged to Dr. Ann. And they would all come in with very similar stories. They would say, I know you don't know me, but this is who I am. I had a dream. Dr. Ann came to me in my dream. That's how I found out that you were here and doing the work you're doing, and I want to bring you Dr. Ann's original manual. And they would gift me with it. Dr. Flora Van Orden from down in Florida gifted me with what she called a torch, which was a, she said, this was Dr. Ann's, and Dr. Ann came to me in a dream and told me that I should pass this torch on to you. And it actually was a big glass cylinder filled with buckwheat seeds, because you know Dr. Ann grew buckwheat lettuce sprouts to put in her energy soup recipe and to feed to people. And you know, even today I teach people how to grow buckwheat lettuce sprouts and sunflower sprouts and wheatgrass, exactly like what Dr. Ann did. So I really kind of feel like that Dr. Ann from the other side, from that other dimension, has been guiding me and leading me and inspiring me all these years. And I continue to be lifted up like that when people continue to show up and say, Dr. Ann sent me here. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I've heard this story before, so it's quite amazing.
It is, and it's wonderful that you set up the Living Foods Institute as sort of a real location that people can come to learn about all of these healthy lifestyle choices. And one of the things I really often share with patients is that it's much better to get involved and have these techniques, even if you don't only do living foods, but if you learn how to incorporate these things into your healthy lifestyle. And the best time to do it is when you are healthy, because that's where it can make a major, major indentation into prevention.
I agree so much with you, Ellen. In fact, I encourage people not to wait until they have a health issue to then try to fix it. Certainly, if people develop a health issue, we want to help them to heal that issue. But that if people can learn more about many of these ideas, these recipes, the techniques for taking care of the body, that we'll have a lot less occurrences of these serious diseases developing. And so I felt in opening the center, one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to make it a hands-on learning center, because I had heard of places that you could go and they would feed you living foods, but you didn't really get to get in the kitchen and learn it hands-on and get to prepare it yourself. And I learn best by doing. And so I thought, you know what, I'll bet you there's a lot of other people that will feel the same way. They'll learn best by actually getting to do it themselves. And so when people come and they get in the kitchen and they experience preparing these foods themselves and they see how simple and easy that it is to do this and that they can incorporate some, if not all, of these techniques in their day-to-day life, more and more people will get started on their journey. And a lot of people don't approach it as doing everything 100%. In fact, it's rare that people will do that, but they can benefit from every little bit that they do and whatever they're ready to do right then. And you know what happens, Ellen, is when people start eating these really good foods and they feel the incredible energy and they look at themselves and they see that they are turning back the aging clock, they get inspired. And maybe in the beginning they thought, I'm not going to do everything, but every day they add a little more and a little more, and before long they're telling me, wow, I'm doing so much more than I even had thought I would do in the beginning, because I feel incredible, I look incredible, and I've convinced my own self that this is the way to go.
Well, yeah, and not just convinced, it actually worked for you. And just
well,
to be
yes,
fair,
I
do want
to... meaning is that they're saying that to me. They're going, they convince themselves. You know, because,
right.
look, I knew it worked for me. But when people would call me and they would say, well, I've got such and such a disease. You know, I've got, you know, MS, or I've got diabetes, or I've got heart disease, or I've got this type of cancer or that type of cancer. Will it work for me? In the beginning, I said to everyone, you know, I can't tell you what it will do for you. I can tell you what it has done and continues to do for me. But I can tell you that my belief is you have absolutely nothing to lose and everything to gain by trying it. So why don't you try it and let's see together what does it do for you? And that's how the testimonies have grown to thousands and thousands over the years, because rather than me telling a person it's going to do this or this, I say, come try it. And then you tell me, what did it do for you? And you know, we've reached a lot of doctors that way, a lot of nurses that way, had a lot of medical personnel, people to come and participate in our programs. And I've had a lot of them with their own health issues to come and learn. And several years ago, I had the opportunity to teach doctors at Johns Hopkins Medical Center and University, and to really open their minds up to how we can use these things along with allopathic medicine in so many cases. If we could come together, that we could help to not only help patients to heal, but help to keep people better and not sick, so that they don't have to end up going to doctors looking for allopathic medicine because they're staying healthy.
Yes, that's wonderful. And you know, I am happy that you said, Brenda, that people do not, in order to begin to investigate this kind of natural therapy, if they are already on pharmaceutical drugs, they do not have to stop them first. But what I always recommend is that they work along with a physician who will monitor changes. For instance, if there's diabetes, you begin to monitor changes in the blood sugar levels and the maintenance of the blood sugar levels, and then the medications can be discontinued or decreased in terms of dosage appropriately by your physician. And if your physician is not willing to work with you, once you make a commitment to a healthy lifestyle, then you really need to fire that physician. People do need to know that they are the employer and the physician is the employee. So you want an employee who shares your goals.
That is so true. And I love for people to get their doctors involved. In fact, I encourage people to do that. We want the doctors to see firsthand the wonderful results that people are getting through following this type of protocol and these type of healthy lifestyle changes. That's one way that we can reach more doctors. That's the way that I reached my doctor, is I did it, and then I said, okay, now you take a look and you see for yourself what has happened to me and to my body. And as we open up those, the minds, and hopefully the hearts of more and more physicians, then this information becomes more available. And I also say the same thing that you just said, is if your physician is not on the same page with you and not engaged in working with you in what you are wanting to do to help yourself, then you need to look for another physician who is, because so many times people who call me will tell me about how their doctors are pressuring them and using a lot of fear tactics with threats, like, if you don't do this, this is going to happen, which is what my doctor said to me. If you don't do exactly what I say, you'll be dead in 6 months to a year. So a lot of times I find that people are just saying yes to these mainstream allopathic medical approaches using drugs, surgeries and drugs, because they feel pressured, or because they say later, well, I just didn't know what else to do. My doctor said I had to do it, and so I did it. And I do think that it's really important that we become more educated about these things, that we investigate, that we consider all of our options. And, you know, when people come to my center, as an example, and they are diabetic and they're on insulin, we find that quickly the body will normalize its blood sugar in a matter of days. It's amazing to watch that, Ellen. You know, I've had people come in and they maybe are taking 100 units of insulin and they're on the program for 24 hours and now they're telling me, well, I only need 50 units. And then they're on it for 48 hours and they're saying, well, gosh, now it's cut back to 25 units and then to 10 units. And it really is quick how the body can respond in many of these cases.
That's true. And insulin is a wonderful example because very often those individuals are used to self-monitoring and they can regulate their dose on their own, which makes it, you know, really safer than if they have a medication where they are just taking the same dose and then their blood sugar comes down and then they're too low. But since they're self-monitoring, it makes it a really wonderful, smooth transition. You know, we have to take a little break right here, Brenda. You're sharing so much wonderful information with our listening audience. And when we come back, we will continue our discussion. And I do want to remind our listeners that your beautiful website, livingfoodsinstitute.com, is a place they want to visit. And they can meet you in person coming right up at the Naval Expo. And that's May 14th and 15th, depending on when you listen to this show. But by the way, the Naval Expo at navalexpo.com is twice a year, twice in Manhattan, twice on Long Island. So anytime you hear this show, go to navalexpo.com and you'll find out when the next one is coming near you. We're going to take a little break right here on Natural Alternatives, and when we come back, we will continue our discussion with Brenda Cobb, who is the founder of Living Foods Institute. We will be right back with more.
On this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest, we'll talk about high blood pressure or hypertension.
Hypertension or high blood pressure is a disease of the Western world and a product of modern civilization. Cultures that continue to adhere to an indigenous lifestyle, which includes low stress levels, a non-refined whole foods diet, as well as vigorous exercise, experience virtually no episodes of essential hypertension. It is very interesting to note that when individuals from these societies emigrate to Western countries and adopt Western habits, they too fall prey to hypertension. Naturopathic treatment of hypertension has not changed essentially in the last century. The mainstay of the treatment still relies on diet, exercise, stress reduction, lifestyle modification, with secondary support from other modalities such as hypotensive phytotherapy or herbal medicine, hydrotherapy, which is the therapeutic use of water, clinical nutrition, as well as homeopathy. We'll focus on phytotherapy in this edition of the Natural Medicine Chest.
Let's talk about Taraxacum officinalis. This is an unpopular nuisance to many homeowners trying to build that perfect lawn. However, this common weed, the dandelion, is a powerful yet safe botanical medicine for the treatment of hypertension. In a Romania study in 1974, the common dandelion was found to be as potent a diuretic as a commonly used drug called Lasix. Dandelion, however, due to its rich levels of potassium, acted against potassium ion depletion, a dangerous condition known as hypokalemia, seen as a side effect of many antihypertensive drugs which promote diuresis. The leaf of the dandelion was a more effective medicine than the root, although the root is utilized by naturopathic physicians and has a powerful liver-specific medicinal quality.
Crataegus oxycantha, also known in the vernacular as hawthorn, is a common tree in the family Rosaceae, or the rose family. Extracts of the plant in the Western literature date back far beyond the Middle Ages. Even the Chinese were privy to its usage, especially as a digestive tonic. The therapeutic principles are found in extracts from the leaves, berry-like fruits, as well as the flowers. In Europe, Crataegus is well respected for its effects at lowering blood pressure, blood lipids, reducing angina attacks, and preventing and perhaps reversing atherosclerotic deposition in arterial walls. This plant has demonstrated a remarkable safety record, but because of its powerful effects, It should not be used with certain cardiac or hypotensive drugs and should be used by a qualified practitioner of alternative medicine.
Other herbs are also helpful for hypertension, such as garlic, olive, and olive oil, and ginkgo biloba.
So if the pressures of life are making your blood boil, don't forget about these herbal medicines the next time you reach into the natural medicine chest.
Nurse and Doc, Progressive Radio Network. Dr. Zamperone and I have written many books. You can find them at naturalnurse.com and click on products and then books. And we have specifically a book that really mirrors our topic for today, which is living foods, raw foods, and getting rid of illness. And that is in our book, Arthritis, the Alternative Medicine Definitive Guide, which was originally published by Burton Goldberg, as a matter of fact. And I see that Brenda actually uses some of Burton's book information on the website. So that book really gives you a full and complete protocol, and we have 50 case studies of real individuals who completely reversed arthritis after they were told that it was a disease that they would have for life. And I'm sure our guest, Brenda Cobb, founder of Living Foods Institute, has had many, many similar occurrences when people find her wonderful place, and that place is livingfoodsinstitute.com. So thank you so much for joining us again today, Brenda.
Oh, thank you, Ellen. I'm really enjoying our interview.
Me too, and you'll be coming and presenting in the New York area. Tell us about your association, because you're right on the front cover of the magazine for the Naval Expo coming up in Manhattan and Long Island.
I am very excited about this event. I have done previous Naval Expos in the past. It's been a few years since I have participated in the Naval Expo, but I'm back again this year, and I'm going to be one of the speakers. I'm going to be speaking both on Saturday the 14th in Manhattan and again on Sunday the 15th in Long Island. I just think that Alex Labrowski does an incredible job of getting information out about natural and holistic healing for people, and he's such a great guy with a wonderful personality. I'm really looking forward to it. I love coming to New York. I like working with the people in New York. They are open, they're receptive, they're fun to be around, and it's always great for me too, because I get to not only meet the people from in and around New York, but I get to meet the other presenters, and there's going to be a number of different people that will be presenting. And I'll be talking about some of the reasons that people develop disease. I'll be talking about exactly what they can do to help their bodies to heal naturally. And one of the things I'm excited about is that this particular event, I'm going to be bringing with me my HealthScope machine. So I will be able to do HealthScope scans, which are non-invasive scans of the skin, where I can get back a 12-page physiology report on an individual and really see what's going on with them. So I will be able to see from that report if they have heavy metals, which ones they are, what we need to do to get those out of the body, or if they have allergies to foods, it will show me that, which foods are they allergic to, or if they have high sensitivities to certain foods that they should be aware of and begin to curb some of those foods in their diet. It'll show me how they are absorbing their nutrition, what are their vitamin and mineral levels, and even things like do they have candida or parasites or fungus, mold, yeast, bacteria. So it'll be a great tool and a way that I can individualize help for people, because this is not a cookie-cutter approach. It's not a one-size-fits-all. I think it's really important to be able to customize it exactly to the individual, and that's why we get such great and dramatic quick results, because it is geared exactly toward the physiology of each individual person. So I'm real excited about that too, Ellen.
So at the Naval Expo, you're going to be talking about this assessment tool?
I will be talking about it. I'll have the machine right there at that event, and people can actually come to our table and they can get the scan done.
Oh, that's really, really helpful. Now, can anyone access that if they're not actually at the center? Because some of these devices work through a sample that you can send.
No, they do not work unless we are live with the person. So when I travel, to events, I like to bring the machine so I can kind of take it out to the people like I'm doing when I come to New York in a few days. Or people can come to Atlanta and they can get this test done at our center. But it cannot be done long distance or by sending anything in. We have to have the physical live person right there, and we're going to do that, the scan live.
So that's a wonderful thing that they, another reason to come, and you actually can go to Brenda's presentation, take advantage of the scan modality that she offers. I guess you'll have a table there with other people also helping to do that.
And
we will. Also,
yes,
going to the Naval Expo,
and
go to NavalExpo.com. Lots of free tickets, and there's also a beautiful magazine article that you wrote, which is also free to download, as well as a hard copy, which can be mailed.
Yes, there is. And I'm hoping that people will really show up for this event, come out and really explore all of the various options that they're going to hear about, see what really resonates with them so that they can begin to take more and more good self-responsibility, because I'm a big believer in that, Ellen. I mean, I'm glad that we have good nurses and good doctors to help us. But you know what? We've got to take responsibility for doing the right things and good things for ourselves, not just waiting until we've got a problem and then going to somebody and saying, you fix it for me, but getting on top of it ourselves. The more that we do these good things for ourselves, the more that we will create the health that we really want, and we will stay well, and we can be healthy and vibrant throughout our lives. I'm going to be celebrating my 67th birthday on May 31st. And, you know, I've got more energy now than I had really when I was in my 20s. I can tell you I sure am eating a whole lot better than I was eating in my 20s.
Well, you know, Brenda, that's another interesting coincidence, because as I told you, my daughter's name is Brenda, but my mom's birthday is May 31st, and she, God bless her, is 87 years old, and I will tell you that she runs around. She swims 2 miles every single day. Her and my dad, who is 90 years old, dance every night. And by the way, they just have a very vibrant lifestyle that any 40-year-old would be really, really happy to participate in. But I have to say, you know, you never know. They eat healthy, but they don't go to the extent that you may talk about in terms of everything raw. But they do eat very little, and food, no junk food, very little sugar. In fact, eating very little and exercising a lot. And it's interesting to me because they're not related to each other. You know, it's my mother and my father. They're not the same gene pool. And yet, because of having this extremely active lifestyle, they are in phenomenal shape and absolutely rock. So it's really fun to share that with you as well.
That is so wonderful. And, you know, I do want to emphasize to people that even though I will be teaching about what can happen when you're eating organic, raw, and living foods and why they're so powerful, is that I am encouraging people just to get started where they are, and that you don't have to eat all raw and living foods. You can eat a combination of raw and living foods. You can eat some cooked foods. That there's a variety of ways that you can take these principles that I teach and put them into your own daily life that really works for you. I always take the approach of, let me just help people get started if they're just willing to do one thing a day, which would be to eat one more thing raw or living, the sprouted foods, and one less thing cooked, that everybody can start there because it's easy because we're only asking them to do one thing. I don't take the approach or the philosophy that it's all or nothing at all because I don't believe in that. I think that there's more than just diet that plays a part, just like you mentioned exercise. There's many other things that play a part in having really good health, and that what we eat is certainly an important part, but it is just one part. So I don't want people to get scared away or to think that, oh, they're going to try to get me to eat all this raw food and I don't like raw food. Wait until you taste some of these delicious recipes because it really is good. But remember again that it's not about all or nothing at all. It's just start where you are, and we'll help you just adding a little bit at a time until you get the balance that works the best for you.
Well, what I love is on your website, Brenda, livingfoodsinstitute.com, it's really, you know, it just makes you feel attracted, like you have a wonderful photo gallery, so you can see that there's a variety of people, and they all look like they're having really a lot of fun rather than it being a lot of work.
That is so true. In fact, that's one of the things I say about our program. When you come, we want you to expect to have some of the best fun that you've ever had. And people are coming for various reasons. You know, some people come, they're not sick. They're just coming because they're wanting to learn some new wonderful ways to prepare food and some good things that they can do for themselves to stay well or to go to that optimum level of energy and health and well-being. And then other people come that have diseases, some of them very serious, other more minor. And everybody that's coming in there is enjoying themselves, having fun, really getting into the experience. Because, you know, if it's drudgery and if you're not happy and you're not having fun, you pretty much sabotage anything that you're doing. If every time you're eating something you say, I hate this, I don't want to eat it. If instead you're saying, wow, this tastes so good, I am amazed and it was so much fun to prepare it. Too, and to really get in there and be a part of the process of your nutrition rather than just running out and getting fast food. So you're right, Ellen. I'm glad that that came across from the website because our center is a place of pure fun and excitement.
Now, let's talk about your center, and it is called livingfoodsinstitute.com, and you are, as belied by your little accent, you know, certainly does sound like a Georgia accent, although you may be from somewhere else, but you are located in beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. Now, how do people access the center? Do they come and stay there like they do at some of the other raw food locations, or do they stay nearby and attend classes, or how do you work that?
They stay nearby and they attend day classes, so they come and spend the full day with us so they can stay in nearby hotels or motels. We have several very nice private homes that will rent inexpensively rooms and private baths in their homes for our clients to stay in, so you can be in a private home or a hotel, whichever that you prefer. And because of where we're located, which is just 2 miles north of the downtown city center of Atlanta, virtually every hotel chain that you can imagine is within 1 to 4 miles of us, so it's very easy to get to. And people will come in the morning, and they'll stay with us all day long. They'll learn about the food. They will eat the food. We also are teaching them about how to cleanse and detox their bodies. They're learning about how to use herbs and essential oils and superfoods. We also have a really nice therapy spa there. So if people would like, they're able to get colonics, massage, reflexology. They're able to get energy work or foot bath detox or Indian head massage. They're able to get in the infrared sauna or on the Qi machine or the Metatron mat. We do Qigong at the center. We offer thermography. And so there's a lot that people can partake of when they come. And they can come for a few days or a lot of days. We've got programs that are up to 30 days long where people come for 15 days and take a break and then come back for another 15 days. We have just the 15-day programs. We have 10-day programs, 5-day programs, and we have 1-day options if people just want to come and try it out for 1 day. And even for people that say, well, I don't really want to come and spend the whole day, but can I just come to the center and get a colonic or a massage or a reflexology, we offer those services too.
So you actually have a large center right in Atlanta, Georgia, and I imagine that people who don't join in on a full teaching class could come just to take a class or just to get services.
That's absolutely right. We'll help customize exactly what a person is looking for and what they want, if they want the full package or if they want to pick and choose from the various things that we offer. They can do that too.
Now, I know you focus on organic food, and in fact, the lecture that I will be doing at Expo, that same Expo, navalexpo.com, that Brenda is presenting at, I am presenting at, as are, you know, over 50 other holistic practitioners, which is another reason that it's a wonderful day to attend. And I'll be talking about specifically genetically modified food, which most people don't even know, is 70% of what they're eating if they're eating non-organic food.
You know what I call those foods? I call those the Franken foods, kind of like Frankenstein, Ellen, because they are not the real foods that people are thinking that, like, their great-great-granddaddy was growing or that we were eating a long time ago. You're so right that these genetically modified foods, that many of them have the cells of animals added into the vegetables or the fruit, and also there are all these foods now where the seeds are actually programmed with things like pesticides and chemicals and all of that, and they don't realize that a lot of these foods have been genetically modified. And you know, our bodies are not really equipped to handle those foods in so many ways. It can put a toxic strain on the liver and other organs. And I really am so glad that you're teaching about this topic, because I know it's one that people do need to know about.
Well, and so many things that you teach at your class. Now, talking about protein, because that's something that comes up very often. But you know what? I just realized, boy, we're having such a great conversation. We need to do a station identification here, and then we will talk about protein in a vegetarian and vegan diet. So we'll come back with that after our break. But right now, we do want to allow our wonderful station, Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, to let you know about the archives. By the way, this show is on the archives. You can go right to it starting about tomorrow and directly visit livingfoodsinstitute.com. Of course, you can look it up on your own. Just Google it. And we will be right back with more right here on The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z.
Your best choice for voices outside the mainstream. PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
The story behind the story. Your story. My story. It's all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Eutrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell this story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi, I'm David Crowe, host of The Infectious Myths, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time here on PRN.FM. I love science the way it should be practiced, but a lot of modern science is corrupted by financial interests and serves a master other than the public good. Myths continue to be constructed around viruses, vaccines, forensics, and pharmaceutical drugs. People are dying and ending up in jail because of them. Listen to me as I deconstruct the myths that those who call themselves scientists weave, or when I wander into social and political topics. If you're new to the show, check out our past episodes at infectiousmyth.podbean.com.
You are listening to PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to more right here on Natural Alternatives. And you can always find us at naturalnurse.com. And this show is The Natural Nurse and Dr. Z. You can contact us at naturalnurse.com or Facebook, The Natural Nurse. And we love to hear from you. We love you to participate with us on ground as well. We have classes coming up in outside herbal identification where we walk outside, gather plants, and make them into medicine. We have one at Restoration Farm and several in Oyster Bay, New York, and one out in Suffolk County coming up in June as well. So if you go to naturalnurse.com and click on calendar, you'll be able to see many of those classes and presentations and join in with the ones that you want. And if you'd like to visit the Living Foods Institute, then you can get in touch with Brenda Cobb, our guest today, at livingfoodsinstitute.com. But Brenda, you have many ways to interact with people from a distance because you have written many books as well.
I do. I have about 10 different books on various topics of health and healing naturally. One that I encourage people to begin with is The Living Foods Lifestyle, and that has over 50 recipes, how to get started. There's some good testimonies in there. There's acid and alkaline charts and so forth that are available. And then I do consultations by phone, too, Ellen. A lot of times people want me to help them to get started right away at home. They may be thinking of coming to the center at some point, or maybe they're not able to come to the center, but they want me to help them with an individualized program, so I'm able to do that as well.
Yes, and that's so you can do phone consults.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have any videos available with any of those cooking class techniques?
We're working on some of that now. Actually, I have a video that we've just done that is available on a DVD, and that is about colon cleansing. And that particular one is showing people how to do an enema at home and a wheatgrass implant to cleanse the colon and restore health. But I have... Up to this date, I have not done that, but now that is my project for this year, as I am beginning now to record more of that, and as it becomes available, then people will be able to access those too.
That makes it easy, you know, for people who aren't going to be traveling to Atlanta, Georgia, so it's wonderful that you're establishing that kind of outreach. I actually worked in the early 1970s, it might have been 1973 to 1980, where I was the colon therapist at a wonderful center called Natural Life Holistic Therapies. And they specifically needed me because I was a nurse, because they had another person who was a colon therapist, highly trained, but they did not have any kind of degree. And they were told by New York State that only a nurse could actually facilitate a colonic lavage, which was a medical term for that. So I did learn that technique actually with Dr. Bernard Jensen. And then I have a full unit in my house that I don't use for any other people but for myself. And when you're talking about self-colonics, there's so many ways to do that, even with the Kalima board, which is kind of in between. But what a fantastic therapy that I think should be so much more widely known by a vast majority of people before they get a disease is the best time, because, you know, Mae West was a big aficionado of cleansing and doing colonics. Yeah, it was a great quote from her as well, saying that's one of the ways she stayed so young and vital into later years.
That's well, I believe in it. I know that when I first heard about it, I will have to tell you, Ellen, I put my hands up to my ears and I said, that's more information than I need to know. But
as I
began to research it, I really realized that that was such an important part of my healing the cancer and the other health issues that were going on with me, and that once I did a colonic, and then once I did an enema at home, which is so easy, and a wheatgrass implant, I thought, well, what in the world was I so uptight about? You know, because this is nothing to fear at all. In fact, it helps me to feel better than I have ever felt. And we do know that if the colon is impacted, and if the colon has got a lot of mucoid plaque that's really thick and has built up on the walls of the colon, that affects the health of the body. We're not even able to absorb nutrients like we should be able to. And that really to recover health, we've got to use as a part of that recovery cleansing the colon. And so it's not just about putting good food in your mouth. It's about getting out the stuff that has caused the problem in the first place and getting that detoxed and cleansed out of the body, and colon cleansing is one of the ways to accomplish that.
And it's certainly one of those things where there's immediate gratification, because people would get off the table, the colonic table, and just go, oh, my God, it just disappeared. You know, the
whole tummy
just goes.
I know. Great way to have that flat tummy, isn't it?
Yeah, and instantly. So believe it or not, we are right up against the end of our show, Brenda. So I would like you to recap, remind people when they could see you at Naval Expo and how they can get in touch with you and your wonderful work.
I will be at Naval Expo Saturday the 14th. I'll be in Manhattan. And Sunday the 15th, I'll be in Long Island, and all the information is on the Naval Expo website. And then they can get in touch with me by emailing me, Brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com. I've got a toll-free number if they'd like to call and leave their name and number, and I'll return their call. I can do that as well. And that number is 800-844-9876. And then, of course, they can just go to the website of livingfoodsinstitute.com, and they can research and read all about it. I can mail them a brochure, or they can come by the Naval Expo, and they can meet me in person and pick up a brochure to have about everything that we do. So there's quite a few ways that they can reach out, and I do return the calls myself, and I would love to talk to them.
Well, thank you so much, Brenda, for being a real model for people and helping them on their way to really feeling fantastic and what we call healthy aging. And also there's so much wonderful evidence-based studies showing how these techniques can really act to protect you and your loved ones from being a victim. And so thank you so much for joining us today, listeners. Until next time, this is Ellen Kamai, the Natural Nurse at naturalnurse.com.